Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan podcast of 6th of August 2019, Things Not to Ask an Editor. This is an editorial written by myself, Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, by Chen Xu. She is the editor of the Chinese Nursing Management Journal. We're both editors, and we are both involved in providing training and writing for publication in academic journals. We work in different countries, different cultures, and even in different languages. However, we find a range of common and frequent questions from our audiences, and among these, many of which are excellent and which we are only too pleased to answer, we find questions which are increasingly unacceptable, unnecessary, and which we consider are incompatible with good scholarly and publishing practice. We address these questions here. The first is research hotspots. This is, by a long way, the most frequent question. The problem with the question is that it demonstrates a lack of understanding of academic journals, and it also indicates to us that the person is merely interested in getting published, and not in following a programme of research in which they're interested, and in making a genuine contribution to knowledge. Moreover, this is a question without an answer. Academic journals are neither newspapers nor magazines seeking sensation or headlines. We seek to publish well-designed research that is well-written and which contributes to knowledge. We are always happy to point out what we consider to be emerging areas of interest across the world in our view as editors, but these areas of interest might be different by the time your manuscript is submitted. So this is not a recommendation of what you should try to publish. Next, we're asked what are the most suitable designs for publication. This question is equally as fatuous as the previous one and represents the same mentality to us, the desire to get published at any cost. With very few exceptions, most journals, especially in nursing, will consider a range of methods across the range of paradigms. We invariably indicate that the designs we like to publish are the ones that are appropriate for the research question that's being addressed. We specifically discourage the mentality that encourages a design and search of a research question. This is the converse of good scholarly practice. We're also asked for recommendations. Recommendations covers a wide range of questions. These include being asked for recommendations for good texts addressing research methods, good journals in which to publish, how to find out what our or any other journals publish, or even the best way to carry out a study. First, it's important to realise that, while editors of nursing journals are academics and clinicians, we are not research supervisors for individuals attending writing workshops. It's wholly inappropriate to ask an editor about research design or methodology and a discourtesy to academic supervisors and colleagues who are directly involved in new research. Requesting recommendations regarding journal content or textbooks suggests one thing to an editor: indolence. Regardless of where you are in the world, and if you have access to the internet, academic journal web pages are in the public domain, and titles and abstracts of articles are freely available. We invariably respond that you should conduct your own search. We're then asked, what is the possibility of being published? This is a very unfair question to ask an editor, and it's usually followed by a verbal description of a study. These descriptions vary from the completely confusing to those which paint a potentially mediocre study in glowing terms. We do not simply assess studies, we assess manuscripts, and the only way we can assess a manuscript is to read it, and the best way to have our opinion is to submit one. What about sending manuscripts to editors? Related to the previous question, this is also unfair on editors and inappropriate. Editors receive, read and edit many manuscripts in the course of their editorial work. They don't need any more work outside of the normal processes of the journal. Journals have clear criteria for manuscript preparation and submission. Follow them and you will have a view on your manuscript. However, corresponding with editors in advance is not necessarily a bad thing. Some editors welcome it and some do not, and you will only know by checking the journal website and or writing to an editor. If you must correspond with an editor in advance, the best way to make an impression is to prepare an abstract in the format of the journal and send that. We sometimes receive invitations for co-authorship. Editors and other academics often receive requests from people in countries whose first language is not that of the journal they wish to publish in. Sometimes we help, and other times we do not have time. We think that this is a very bad thing to do generally, as it is your responsibility to get a manuscript up to the right standard. Admittedly, this can be expensive if you don't have somebody to help who will not charge. However, what is completely unacceptable is to write to an editor or other academic requesting help and offering them co-authorship in return. If anyone accepts such an offer, then they've breached publication ethics, as they do not meet the criteria for authorship as specified by the ICMJE, the International Committee of Medical Journal Editors. Please check those guidelines. Sometimes we're asked about rejections followed by acceptance. In other words, rejections by our journals and acceptance by another. If you are rejected by one journal and accepted by another one, then congratulations are in order. But the original rejecting editor does not need to know, as he or she will be unable to explain, as we are often asked, why did this happen? We can explain why we rejected your manuscript, but not why another journal subsequently accepted you. Unfortunately, the process of reviewing and editing journals is not in itself a scientific process. We're often asked about avoiding rejection. This is directly related to the previous question, how can I avoid rejection? You cannot and will not avoid being rejected by journals, and you must learn to live with this. Our motto is, make each rejection the start of the next submission. What about pressuring editors over personal deadlines? Under no circumstances will editors respond to pressure questions such as, I need this publication for my PhD, can you please give it priority? We will never do this, and you should never ask. We understand how important publication is to everyone, but there's no queue jumping. Don't ask. Make a schedule even before your study is designed, and allow some time for publishing. In addition, once your manuscript is submitted, you should not pressure editors about the status of the manuscript or when it's likely to be accepted. First, you may check on the status of your manuscript online. Second, we all work hard to ensure as rapid a process as possible, allowing for thorough review processes. But we cannot guarantee that every reviewer will agree to conduct a review, or that having agreed, they will do it quickly. Finally, publishing unregistered randomized controlled trials. We no longer publish clinical trials that are not registered. This appears to be new information to some authors, but there are no exceptions, and ignorance of the All Trials campaign is no excuse. Often authors confuse institutional ethical approval with registration. It's not. Most countries have access to trial registration sites of their own. If not, then you must register your trial elsewhere.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com. Do, 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 do.